It is a difficult day. In talking to the coaches, it's very painful. And I respect all the work that they put into it. But the results weren't there. And it's now our job today, with the nucleus that we have, to change our fortunes in the future, and we think we can do that. We're going to try and keep you updated during this process so the fans know what we're doing with the coaching search.
All right, folks, that's the voice of Bruce Allen. That's a voice we figure to hear quite a bit more of in the coming weeks as the Redskins are once again in search of a head coach.
You're not going to hear that voice.
You don't think so? Head.
No, he doesn't talk at all.
He's the man. He told you in the press conference
he's
today.
He's in control.
He'll
introduce the next head coach, and that's it. And he also said they're going to keep us updated on who they're talking to and this and that. That's not happening.
That's not happening either. What is happening
next
is we are talking to you. Rob
next.
Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace and Megan Clougherty. We are not going to address that ugly game from Sunday because that was, quite frankly, the ugliest game I've seen in a long time.
Well, no, but you called it.
I did have to watch it. I was here in the studio. You were there live, so I'm sure.
So I'm the only one who voluntarily watched it.
It was the worst football game I've ever seen in person.
And folks, you can't see this. That's why George is wearing glasses and not contacts. His eyes are still not right from having to watch 3 hours of that mess.
There were maybe 30,000 people total there. They announced 80. They like the Redskins do. They announced 80.
Just saying. I'm adding it in.
No, that's fine. And I totally get it. But it was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And a lot of people saw that coming. And a lot of people did not come to the stadium, apparently. All right. Another thing we saw coming was the firing of Mike Shanahan. That was made official Monday. Obviously, this was something that had to happen. We've been talking about this for weeks, so not to delve too much into that. Obviously, his son Kyle is out, a few other assistants, mostly on offense. But oddly enough, they keep Hazlitt, they keep Raheem Morris. What direction do we think they're going in?
Well, Hazlitt, Raheem Morris and Sean McVay, tight ends coach, do have ties to Bruce Allen. He kind of brought those guys on. Those weren't Mike Shanahan guys. Jim Hazlitt's still under contract. He's probably making $1 million. So you could think of it as he's still on staff if somebody wants to interview him for a head coaching position. And they take him, then maybe you get something in return.
Mm-hmm. So you think he's just on because of the contract?
I think that could be one of the big reasons that he's still here. And plus, you know, who knows? I mean, nothing would surprise me anymore. Raheem Morris, Jim Hazlitt have head coaching experience.
Right.
They have been retained. The new staff comes in. They have seven to choose from. And, you know, they most likely won't be retained. At least Hazlitt won't. But there's no sense that if you do it now, he's still under contract. Keep him in the building.
You know what I think?
Please tell us.
I think that they are hanging on to him in case this is another
Jim Zorn
situation where you can't find anybody who's going to take the job, and Jim Fossil's the only guy who's outside. Oh, please give me this job. Mm. And if you have to turn to somebody, who better than Hazlitt, who's already been in the building? You get some of the continuity. I don't know how much continuity you want from a 3-13 team.
Right.
But you get some continuity there, and you have a guy with head coaching experience. And he's a one-time Coach of the Year candidate.
Yeah.
I've long said, I think he's a better head coach than he is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I wasn't ready to kill Hazlitt all year. I mean, he's, you know, the defense was bad, yes. But then you look at some of the things that they've got there, and it's, you know.
Some of that was extenuating. Problematic of the problems.
Yeah.
Some of that was extenuating circumstances, the cap hits, you know, all of that stuff. But I think the question now is, who wants this job?
Right.
Because,
well, if you listen to Bruce Allen, there's a good nucleus here, and it's a very attractive job.
And if you listen to Bruce Allen, then you probably listen to your politicians
real closely
and believe everything they say, too.
I mean, don't know how much of truth was in all of his presser today.
And even if you were sort of interested in the job, it's so marked. You know what I mean? There's like a little black rain cloud hanging over the job that it's almost like you're set up to fail.
Right. And,
which is unfortunate. Now, it's used to be, oh, of course, you're going to come here. You're going to get whatever you want. And now it's, why?
Now it's, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because before it was, hey, we'll go to Washington because we know we're going to get paid.
Correct.
Now it's, I don't know what we're getting.
Right.
Because we don't know what to expect from the owner.
Weren't you saying something about how you can't believe that they're going to even consider giving the next head coach full control after what's gone on this season?
Oh, I can't imagine them doing that.
Can't do that.
And that's why Bruce Allen said he's in total control now. The control is his, along with Morocco Brown, Scott Campbell, the director of player personnel, those guys. But if you go get a Gruden or a Cowher, are they going to come here and not want control?
Oh, no. Those guys are going to want control.
So
I don't think those guys want to work for Snyder anyway.
Right.
Now, Marty Schottenheimer once upon a time said he wouldn't work for Snyder either. So
all the guys
would
go on air. Marty said it right before he was hired, too.
Yeah.
Bill Cowher said a couple weeks ago, Shanahan's going to be back with new coordinators. There's a report that Cowher met with Dan Snyder already.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
and
that doesn't surprise me.
No. James Brown went on our air and said he'd be a great candidate for it. So Brown works next to Bill Cowher every day, every Sunday.
Sidebar, somebody else who said something awesome on our air.
I'm just saying.
Frank Herzog.
Oh, Frank's
the
best.
Oh, my gosh.
Love to get Frank on the podcast.
Oh, man. We need to work on that. We need to work on that for real. Said that Dan Snyder is a jock sniffer. Who wants to work for that guy?
Yeah, right, it was quite the bite.
Yeah. Frank would know.
Yeah. He would know better than most.
What about players who are coming back? Is Arakpo coming back?
If you listened to Arakpo in the locker room yesterday, and I was able to listen to and see his facial expressions, this sounds like a guy who is ready to go out and see what's out there and is not sold on. He said, yes, he would like to finish here, but not a huge ringing endorsement. He said, look, I've never experienced free agency before. I don't know what's out there. Let me go.
And on top of
that. And plus, he'd be in he'd be in his third head coach.
Right.
So.
And furthermore, who knows if he's going to fit into what the new coach is going to have.
Right.
You know, if they switch back to a 4-3 or if they stick with the 3-4, I mean, whatever the case. I mean, he's a little scheme diverse, so I wouldn't worry about that personally. But, I mean, he may not be cut out for whatever the next guy wants. The next guy might not want him.
Right. So, yeah. So, to answer your question,
maybe.
The guys that I would re-sign on defense, and I figure you got 8 of the 11 – 7 of them, including Jarvis Jenkins, they're going to be, you know, that are not free agents. Mm-hmm. 7-11 are free agents. I'd re-sign D'Angelo Hall, Perry Riley, and Arakpo. That would be the three I would go with.
Because Riley's stepping into Fletcher's position?
Yeah, you don't have anybody.
Yeah.
You're right. This is like the best of the not-so-great options.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So, but, you know.
And Kerrigan's hurt, too.
Kerrigan's going to have minor knee surgery, he told us today, yes.
Mm.
But he said it's not a long recovery.
Well, that's good.
I think he'll be fine. But look, the main thing is going to be, can a coach come in here and find out what you have in number 10 in the quarterback? That is key.
Well, who do you think is best for that?
I don't know. I don't see.
You know who I think is the best?
It can't be Art Briles. It can't
be. No. Please, no. No. You know me. I hate hiring college coaches. I know a couple of guys have had some success in the NFL in recent years, and that's letting everybody forget about the Al Groves of the world and, you know, the Steve Spurriers and all that. But I think the best bet for them, and he's not going to come here because it seems like he's already made the decision to go to Houston, but O'Brien from Penn State, Bill O'Brien. He had success in New England, obviously.
This is the Belichick tree.
And that's actually worrisome. To me, that's not a plus.
When you look at some of those names.
The Belichick guys don't do well.
When you look at some of those names, you know, okay, that's a lot due and the stability, but then I saw a list of the names, the guys that haven't. Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel, McDaniel even, who failed as a head coach. But now he's talked about with the Browns job possibly, but.
But don't you think Snyder's probably hot on somebody? I mean, that's how he does it, right? He like follows one or two guys
and targets them.
Yes. I think Thanksgiving he had somebody locked.
Yeah, I think he does have.
Because there was a report that they were hot for David Shaw, Stanford.
Stanford, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, someone told me at the game yesterday that unless he has a plan already lined up, then you're so far behind the eight ball by doing this now, you know, if you have no plan.
Right.
So who knows? Who knows? You can throw Cowher's name
headline.
In. I'm still throwing John Gruden in there. I'm still throwing John Gruden's name. You have Jay Gruden, who's hot, but he's in the playoffs now. He's going to be around for a while.
So you're going to have to wait.
The Seattle coordinators?
Bevel?
Bevel. He's in the playoffs for a while.
Yeah.
Briles is going to be, his name is going to be out there.
Briles is a non-starter.
I hope not. You can't, because that's going to be all on Griffin. That is going to be all on Robert Griffin III. He could be the greatest coach in the history of coaches, but.
That would be toxic in the locker room.
But do you think RG3 wants a college?
I think he would trust.
Head coach?
I would think he would trust that guy only.
It seems to me
like
he would.
Yeah.
And it also seems to me like Snyder's listening.
Oh, yeah. Snyder's definitely listening.
I don't know. I think O'Brien would be a good get. I think Gruden would be okay. I'm not wild about Gruden. But I think one name to watch is Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith too. Yeah,
I'm a Lovie Smith fan.
I think they got to go offensive guy.
Here. Really?
Yeah, it's because of the quarterback. If you go Lovie Smith, then you have to get a heck of an offensive coordinator, a Ken Whisenhunt type. Ken Whisenhunt's name could be out there, too.
I think that was my next guy, Ken Whisenhunt, because he turned around a pretty bad Cardinals team, at least for a little while. And
Cower. If Cower comes here, I would throw out Whisenhunt coming with him. That's the old Pittsburgh connection.
That would
be a good pair.
That would be a nice setup. I'm not a big Cower fan, though.
Well, I'm just saying. Right now,
at least not in this setting. I thought he was great in Pittsburgh, but I don't think he would do well here.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get the same.
You're basically getting the same. If you do that, then you're. If you're
he's
doing
not gonna get
that,
15 years to win a Super Bowl here.
And if you're doing that, you're getting the same coach you just had.
Right.
Yeah.
A guy that's been out, he's won a Super Bowl, come back and prove that he's still got it.
Yeah.
You want somebody to prove that he can do it, not that he can do it again.
I'm not so sure that they're. I think they're off to a bad start. Well, yeah, but I think they're off to a bad start already because they're just saying, oh, look, Bruce Allen's already in house. Let's just have him make all the decisions. What they need to do is they need to identify who the next young, up and coming NFL executive is and give the keys to that guy and let him hire the coach and let him hire a young coach who's going to be innovative and who's going to be smart and who's going to build this thing from the ground up.
Yep. Right. That's
otherwise,
the problem.
You're right back where you were when you were trying to hire Zorn and when you were trying to dust off
Gibbs. It's the same starting point.
Correct. Because they should promote Bruce Allen, the president, have him hire a GM who's going to hire the coach.
There you go.
But that would require him giving that up.
But, I mean, you have guys like Morocco Brown, who's proven. I mean, those guys are already in staff that could be the next upcoming GM. You don't know.
And I think the question is, how much input have those guys had? Is it fair to lump them into some of the dysfunction that has gone on over the years?
I don't think so.
Or are we going to give these guys a legitimate opportunity at long last, even though they've been in the building all these years?
Correct. And that's what he was kind of saying today, that those guys are good at their jobs. Let's see if they can expand a little bit, which I would love to see.
I would love to see that, too. I would love to see that, too, especially when you have homegrown guys who are able to bring this team back, because that's what separates Pittsburgh from a lot of the other franchises in the NFL, is that they find guys right there in their own backyard, both on and off the field, to help that franchise represent that city in a positive way.
How long do you think it is before we know anything?
Oh, I would bet within 2 weeks. Has to be. They got the Senior Bowl coming up in January.
I was going to say that two weeks is the long. I mean, if it takes a while.
Yeah.
If they get painted into that Jim Zorn corner, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, probably within a week, but I would think it'll be quick.
Yeah,
quicker than not, unless, like you said, you fall into that category.
You know,
then you got guys. If you're going after somebody in the playoffs, you may have to wait.
Right.
And I think that's what's going to hold things up because if you want to talk to guys like both Cincinnati coordinators, that's going to have to wait until
Seattle,
it next week? I think it's the 11th or the 12th.
Yeah, but that's risky, man. Waiting to talk to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hoping that works out.
Right.
We got Hazlitt.
You always got Haz to fall back on.
Hey, Jim, come down. Let me talk to you real quick. Sit in my office.
Well, the one thing we know for sure is that once a hire is made, there will also be a podcast made.
So we don't have to pick a score today, right?
No, we don't have to pick
a score
today, which Megan is really relieved about.
She brought in she came in with a score.
just in case something
popped up.
For the preseason opener.
Oh, man. I was going to bring up your predictions for the season.
Oh, please do.
Oh, wow.
11-5. I was very close.
Yeah, I think George and I have beaten ourselves up about this pretty well.
Did you give a prediction?
You know what? I didn't.
Oh,
now I'm really happy about it.
You can't, you know what?
Well, but I'm not making one up. I could have,
You just said 14-2.
I could have very easily right now. I've said, thrown something out there and been closer. But I wouldn't do that to you guys.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, I made a prediction. I said 4-12. I was close.
See? Could have done that. No.
Well, we said 11-5. We were, as a matter of fact, if you reversed it, we're still pretty wrong.
Yeah, I just.
That's how bad this season is.
That's really bad.
Epic wrong. I mean, this is like.
I just don't think anybody saw 8 in a row.
And that is the main. I think that is one of the. Bruce Allen said today, because of all the stuff that came out, they could have done this a few weeks ago, but they wanted to give Mike a chance to right the ship. But after the Dallas game, he said that was pretty much it. 99% sure they were done. But he said they were focused on beating the Giants.
Yeah.
And the Mike and his staff gave them the best chance to beat the Giants. Well, whatever that means. But
I think Mike and the mechanics would have given us a better chance at beating the Giants. That was pretty bad.
But 8 straight losses you can't defend. You can't. 3-13 and 8 straight, you can't do it.
Can't. Yeah.
Especially against the Vikings.
And they play bad teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
And just looking at Kirk Cousins' numbers, that was part of the column wrote on WTOP.com. You see the numbers against those horrible defenses.
Right.
We thought he was going to just put together all these great numbers and create this quarterback controversy. No.
Did you break down the numbers, something on WTOP.com now?
I did.
Go check it out.
I did. It's part of the NFL recap, which is already up. Put it up a day early.
I was an hour and a half delayed on the train last night. Was it up? Could I have listened to it on the train?
No.
You can't help and tease this thing.
I know. All right.
Well, go read it.
Good buddy.
Sure, I'm going to go read it.
Yeah, go check it out.
Right.
And we will be back once we have a decision on a head coach, right?
Yeah, sure.
The season that just won't end.
The season that
No, this is when the season begins for this team.
Oh, yeah. The off season. That's high time for the Redskins.
I'm still spinning.
December 30th, we're kicking off S&A, kicking off a new season.
Fresh start.
Yeah.
Fresh start.
We'll see you in Richmond.
There you go. Well, Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes, Happy New Year.
And hopefully it'll be a happier new year for the Redskins come 2014.
The only hope.
Yeah, it can't get any worse, that's for sure. Rob Woodfork signing off. So too is George Wallace and Megan Clardy. Talk to you guys when we have a head coach.
Now that's just gold.